for that. Okay, so let's so we're continuing here with this Kedushin Samach Bezum and Bez. The Sugya of Dabashel Balalam and Biyado. So basically yesterday I'm gonna go to the punchline here is that if you wanna marry a woman, you wanna basically I guess your wife. You go to your wife. So your wife, and you say to your wife that I'm going to give you a condition, money now, that this condition will be chal when you get divorced, when I divorce you. So he says it doesn't work because it's not biyado to marry her. Okay, because again, in order for her to be my kedushin, we said it has to be shayach to kedushin, and since she's married, she's not shayach to kedushin. I'm married to Shaila Tikadishim. So you'll say, aye, but it's biyado. You could just instantaneously just divorce her and then she will be Shayach. Yeah, but Shaila Tikadishim means the Shayach to make her Mekadashas. But it's not biyado to make her Mekadashas because you'll have to divorce her and then get her will, her consent, and then marry her. But you may not be able to do that. Okay, who knows whether she's going to still consent later on, whether she'll consent. So therefore, it's not biyado at this moment to make her mikdashas, and since it's not biyado at this moment to make her mikdashas, so therefore you simply can't do a ma'aseh kedushin. So that's basically the point: is that in order for it to be ma'aseh kedushin, it has to be that she's either capable of shayach to kedushin right now, or she's subject to you doing a kedushin. You could simply, it's biyado to do kedushin. So even if right now she's not shayach to kedushin, but it's biyado to make her mikdashas, okay, right now, you could do it. So that's if then, right then, even if you don't do it, but then the ma'aseh would be ma'aseh kedushin. But here it's not biyado. It's not biyado to make her mikdashas right now, because you'd have to get her consent after you divorced her, and maybe she won't consent. So therefore, it's not biyado to make her mikdashas, and therefore it's not kedushin. But as opposed to by the fruits, even if the fruits are attached, it's biyado to detach them and to make them truma. So therefore, even though right now they're not subject to truma, it's biyado to make them truma. So this is biyado to make truma. So right now you can make them truma, or right now you can do the ma'isa of hafrasha. Okay, because they can't turn down the being truma. But since she could turn it down, so it's not biyado to make her mikdashas. So therefore, she's not subject to the ma'isa condition. It's good that Lashon Rashi said on later, which we read yesterday, but he says it's not low kedushin v'lo midi. Basically means it's like nothing. It's not even a ma'aseh kedushin. That's what he means. It's not just that she's not consent. There's no ma'aseh kedushin even, because a ma'aseh kedushin is only possible if it's biyado, and it's not biyado, so it's not ma'aseh kedushin. Okay, so the other Gemara's kasha today is a really similar kasha, almost the same thing, but a little bit different, which is that prior to marrying her the first time, okay, at the big wedding. Okay, you give her two rings, let's say. Okay, one ring is for this marriage, and the other ring is for the marriage which will take place after you divorce her. Okay, which is protection, I guess, against divorcing her. So the difference is because at this moment she is subject to condition, to the first condition.
So it works.
So the Gemara is Mesupak. There's Nibaya of Rav Oshia. Roshi is Mesupak, whether that works. Do you say that since she's subject to the first condition right now, she's subject to the second condition, and therefore it will be a good ma'aseh kedushin, and when she gets divorced, the marriage will take place, the second marriage will take place? Or do you say no? That since it's not biyado, you want to bring about the second marriage. But the second marriage, it's not biyado to do the second marriage, because the only way you can do the second marriage is if you divorce her and then reacquire her consent, which is not biyado to do. So therefore, it's not biyado. So therefore, the second marriage, it's very nice the first marriage is biyado, but the second marriage isn't biyado. So therefore, it's not going to be good. So do you compare these two cases or not? That's the Gemara's question. So of course, what's this far?
I think Gemara expresses it. It says, "It's kihechi detafsi, kihechi detafsi, kedusha dehashta tafsi nami lachar." Again, just like this kedusha nachal, so too, similarly, the other kedushin l'chicha. Rashi says, "Migudi boy l'kedusha hashta mikachi." Since if you want, you can be tov the mikachi now. It works. Tatsu kedushasman mehashta. So too, the later ones will be chal. But if you want to mikachi your woman, your wife, she's not shayach for kedushin right now because she's already married. So David's saying one side is good. Okay, one side I think is good is the way we've been saying it until now, which is that. The problem is, there's no problem about doing the kinyan now, the olichal later. That's not a problem. Okay? That's not a problem. You see, for instance, the hafrashas truma, you could do the hafrashas truma on the fruits now, when they're attached, then olichal, when the guy detaches them, as long as it's biyado. But who cares, it's biyado. But bottom line is, you see, intrinsically, maisa now, whose chalos will be later, is not a problem. Okay? The problem is that the maisa now has to have the character of a maisa kedushin, a maisa hafrasha. So, for instance, if you're trying to do a Maisa HaFrasha on something which isn't yet Tevua, it's not even a third, it's simply not a Maisa Kedusha. Maisa HaFrasha is Chuma. It's not Shaykh to the whole ballpark of Chuma, it's not a Maisa HaFrasha. Or if you try to give Kedusha to an animal, so there's not Kedusha, there's no such thing as a Maisa Kedusha to an animal. Okay. Now, similarly, if you're trying to do a Maisa Kedusha to someone who's married, and it's not Biyodo to marry her, she's simply outside of the possibility of marriage, so you can't do a Maisa Kedushin to her. She's simply out of the parsha. She's out of the ballpark, out of the possibilities of being married right now. So therefore, you can't do a Maisa Kedushin to her because she's taken, and there's nothing you can do to make her available. It's not biyado. So basically, it simply isn't a Maisa Kedushin. You can't do the Maisa Kedushin to her. And therefore, if you have your wife, who's married to you currently, so you simply can't, she's not capable of you marrying her. Okay, because right now she's married, she's already married, and if you divorce her, she may not be willing to again. So in other words, at this moment, she's not shayach to do a Maisa Kedushin to her. You simply can't do a Maisa Kedushin. If you would do a Maisa Kedushin, yeah, the chalos will be later, fine. But it's simply not going to be a Maisa Kedushin, because she's not capable, she's not shayach to being to the Maisa Kedushin currently. But when she's single, she is shayach on Maisa Kedushin. She's a single girl. And now you want to do the question is now, I want to give her a Kedushin now, that this Kedushin will be chal later. When, after I marry her and divorce her, it will be chal. But now the question is this a Maisa Kedushin now? Is she shayach to a Maisa Kedushin? You say, yeah, why not? She's a single girl. She's like any other single girl. So who cares that I'm doing two of them? I'm doing two Maisa Kedushins. One of them is going to be chal. One of them is going to be chal instantaneously, and the other one is going to be chal later, after a whole sequence of events. But who cares? The problem is that the only problem if she's married now is that how is it defined as a Maisa Kedushin if she's not shayach to Kedushin? But here she is shayach to Kedushin. So since she's shayach to Kedushin, she's perfectly open to have a Maisa Kedushin being done to her. So I'm doing the Maisa Kedushin done to her. When will be chal later? Be chal later. What's the problem? Yeah. So I'm not shayach to do the second Kedushin to her now, but that doesn't, who cares, I'm not trying to do the second Kedushin to her now. The question is could it be defined conceptually as a Maisa Kedushin? And that's only possible if she's a Basalchi of Kedushin, and she is a Basalchi of Kedushin. So the question is, what's the other side to say that she has to be like a Basalchi of the second Kedushin, and she's removed from the second Kedushin? But that's the whole idea here, at least the contrary of saying, is that the whole need for it to be Biyado is simply so that the action could be defined as a Maisa Kedushin. And that just needs a certain type of anisha, and she is that type of anisha. So why are we getting particular here? Who cares about the particular? The question is, she shayach to kedushin, and she is. So you do my kedushin to her, and the chalos will be delayed. What's the problem? You only need it to be imminent if currently she's not a basachi because she has a condition, but you could imminently remove. The removal is imminent, but here she's actually a basachi right now. It's not that she's not lacking any conditions. She's actually single right now. So what do I need any imminent? Imminent is if currently she's not in the right condition, but I could instantaneously remove that condition. So that's it makes it imminent. But right now she is. She's a perfectly fine woman to do kedushin to. So I don't need it to be imminent. It's more better than imminent. She's simply a vassal of kedushin. I can do my kedushin to her. So what's the problem? Yeah, I'm thinking as follows that kind of another way to look at this issue, and I think I was learning this. I was doing it with my chavrus with Rabbi Shemuel, so I think he was like looking at. I was looking at the problem as the way we're looking at it now.
problem of that's not defined as a ma'aseh kedushin. And once it's defined as a ma'aseh kedushin, if she's a basach, it's defined as a ma'aseh kedushin, and therefore it will be able to be chal. And therefore here it should be. But he was kind of looking at the problem of biyado or lo ba'al olam a little bit differently. And I think the other way to look at it could explain the other side of the abaya. Which is as follows, is that it's not really a problem of defining it as a ma'aseh kedushin. But it's like, let's say, for instance, you want to do a ma'aseh rashas truma on something which is not 1/3. I didn't bring a third yet, so it's not really tevuah yet. And you want to do ma'aseh kedushin, ma'aseh rashas now, and it will be chal, when it becomes a fruit and it becomes detached. So we're saying, the way we're learning now, is just it's not a ma'aseh rashas. That's the problem. It's not a ma'aseh rashas. Because it's not shayach to Avrosha, so it's not myself Rosha.
You know, it's less than 1/3 grown, is that the
case? Yeah. So you could say, though, there's another problem. I don't know if the exclusion of this problem, but you could say, even if it were, it could be a myself Rosha, but it's like, when you have these mysim, you have a myself Rosha, and that brings about a chalos. Right? That's the idea, like Kedushin. It's a myself Kedushin, which brings about a chaloshim and Kedushas. Or a myself Rosha, which brings about a chaloshim and Truma. Right, that's the idea of the Maisa. What's a Maisa Kedushin if not a Maisa which brings about Kedushin? What's a Frasha if not a Maisa which brings about a Hashem Truma? So since that's the nature of the Maisa, so you can only have a Maisa Kedushin or Maisa Frasha if there's like a relationship between the Maisa and the Chalos which it's trying to bring about. If there's like a gap or a Mafsik, a Ma'akev of that chalos, okay, because the thing is totally not really to be truma, so you can't say I'm doing a ma'isa afrasha now, and this ma'isa will bring about a chalos. The chalos is unrelated. The thing upon which the chalos is going to be chal later, the fruit, has no shaychus to the ma'isa which is being done now, because the ma'isa which is being done now is being done on a thing which is not yet a fruit, and there's a whole long way until the fruit emerges. And the thing, there's like an essential change of the object which has to take place, and such that until the chalos could even be chal. So
why do you say, how does biyado ever work?
Oh, hold on a second. So it's saying, so it's a matter of that if there's a distance between the maisa and the chalos which is trying to bring about, then that can't be then it won't work. Then you can't have Maisa Kedushin or Maisa Afrasha. It's a matter of a conceptual relationship between the Maisa and the Chalos. And the halacha is that if it's essentially the right object and it's just Mechusar, the halacha biyado is essentially the right object and it's just like, let's say for instance, let's say the thing is attached. It's 1/3 already and it's attached. So you're saying essentially it's really for Truma. The only thing is that the Chalos can't be Chal until the thing is detached. Right? It can't be true until it's detached. But it's all made for me to be detached. At any moment, I can detach it. So then I could do the Maisa now, on the Maisa Frasha on this fruit, where its Chalos is like awaiting realization. And it's all made, it's Biyado, to be for me to detach it, and the Chalos will come about into it right away. So since it's Biyado, so the Biyado, that's what he says, Kol Shebiyado, Lav Kemechusar Maisa Dami. The fact that it's Biyado means it's not like lacking anything. So there's no... there's no barrier there's a sufficient relationship between the Maisa and the Chalos which is going to emerge. So therefore this is a valid Maisa Afrasha. It's a valid Maisa Afrasha Truma. And it's related to the Chalos which is awaiting. It's related to the Chalos which is awaiting because that Chalos is omed, it's Biyado. I can just detach it and it'll be Chal. But again, if it were a Biyado, then you do a Maisa now which is like in abeyance, waiting for some other action to come along and for her to decide to be willing to marry you later on, that's already a ma'akev. So like if you try to marry a woman, your wife, so you're doing a ma'aseh kedushin now, and it's chalos is going to be awaiting for you to divorce her and her to be willing. So then there's like a gap. You can't have a gap. There has to be the if she is ro'oi at this moment for you to actually marry her, then you could say that you could do the ma'aseh kedushin now and it will bring about the chalos later. Okay, if it's biyado to marry her instantaneously, then you'll say that I could do the maisa now, and that will bring about the result later. Yeah, but if it's not biyado, if there's a gap, something which is out of my hands, so now I can't do the maisa now, which will bring about a chalos later, because the chalos isn't a reality right now. Again, the first way was just to clarify the two ways. And one way is that it's a problem of that you can't do a maisa kedushin if they're not dealing with the proper isha or the proper object, the proper fruit. It's not a barachi. It's not a barachi of kedushin. It can't be a maisa kedushin. If it's not a barachi of truma, it can't be a maisa of rasha. It's a matter of the conceptual identity of the maisa. Okay, nothing to do with because the effect is later. It's simply she has to be a basachi in order for it to be a maisa kedushin. Kedushin has to be shayach for to do a maisa kedushin. You have to be doing it on someone who's shayach to kedushin. So if it's biyado, then she's shayach to kedushin. But the idea is, but it has to be shayach. She has to be shayachas to kedushin in order to do maisa kedushin to her. The fruit has to be shayach to truma in order to do maisa truma. Okay, so if she's single, then she is shayach. Right? Then she is shayach. As long as she's single, she'll be shayach. She's shayach. She's a single girl. Why is she shayach to kedushin? She's a proper chayach. She's a basachi. That's the first way. The second way is it's not just a problem that she has to be the Maisa's identity. But the idea is you are trying to do a Maisa which is going to bring about a Chaloshem. Now, in order to do that, there has to be a relationship between the Maisa which you're going to do and the Chaloshem which is going to emerge. Okay, if the Chaloshem is ways out in the future or is there's a barrier to the realization of that Chaloshem, then that Chaloshem is not a reality currently. So not just because she's not a basachi, but the fact she's not a basachi means that the chal hashem mekudeshes is removed from her. And therefore, you can't do a maisa now, which is going to create a chal hashem, where there's a gap, there's a ma'akev of that realization of that chalos. And the only way it could be chalos is if you remove something. So you can't do a maisa that sets that chalos up, if she, right now that chalos is in the distance. There's a ma'akev of that chalos. So if that's the idea, then here what you're trying to do is you're trying to set up, do a Maisa Kedushin now that will bring about a Chal Hashem Mikudeshas number two. Right? You're trying to bring out the second Mikudeshas. The second Chal Hashem Mikudeshas. But in order for that second Kedushin to be Chal, that's not Biyada. Whereas your Maisa now is a Maisa Kedushin now, which is going to bring about a Chalos number two. But how could you possibly do that Chalos number two? That's not Biyada to bring about that Chalos number two. So then Chalos is ways off and not biyado to bring about.
Because of Gerushin.
Because of the second Gerushin. Well, because the Gerushin, and then you're going to have to get her consent again for the same reason as in the previous case.
Why do you need second consent again?
Well, because it's biyado to do Gerushin. It's not biyado to get her second consent.
She's giving her the second one now.
Well, that's the same problem as the others. Then
no, but it's biyado. The thing is biyado.
No, it's not biyado to get her consent for the second marriage.
Sure it is, because she's accepted now.
But yeah. It's not him.
I know, but she can't accept it unless there's a relation. Unless that chalos is possible now. Unless it's possible now to do the second marriage, then you could do the Maisa Kedushin now, and that chalos will just come about that later.
Oh, I got
but you. But that chalos can't come about now, because that chalos can't come about until you divorce her, and then until she agrees for the second one.
So
it's a question on how you learn biyado. The question isn't how you learn the problem of Dovah Shlomo Olam. How you learn the problem of being, let's say, of mikadesh to a woman or of doing afrasha where it's lo bal olam? Is the problem a problem just of the identity, conceptual identity, the action is a proper barachi or proper basachi? Then he or she is, because she's a single. Or is it a problem, is that even if she is a proper basachi, it doesn't help you? It's a problem of that when you want to do a maisa, which is going to bring about a chal hashem in the future, there has to be a, you can't have anything like block. The chal hashem has to be a capable of being chal now, and it's just that awaiting being chal. But here, as you said, there's a barrier. That was the point you were making, right? As you said, it's like in order to do a maisa now, which his chal hashem will be later, it's you could do that if the maisa could be, if the chal hashem could be biyado to bring about right away. But if there's some sort of a whole process that has to take place, then the maisa, you can't have a maisa which is setting up a chalos to be realized if the chalos is ways off in the distance and out of your hands and, you know, contingent on other stuff. Then it can't be chal, that's like a market. So then who cares that she's shaykh to the first condition? That has nothing to do with the second chaloshim condition. It's a problem of relating the maisa now to the chalos later. Then it's part of the chalos. It's like the relationship between the chalos and the maisa. You have to know which chalos you're talking about. But it's a problem of the conceptual identity of the maisa demanding a parva ravasachi, so then you just go by, is she capable of kedusha now, or is she not capable of kedusha now? So then she is capable of kedusha now, so it's sikidumai kedusha to her. According to the first way, there's no problem of the gap between the maisa and the chalos. As long as it's a maisa kedushin, the maisa kedushin is in place, and the chalos, whenever it will be realized. Now, it takes a lot of steps, fine. If you did the maisa kedushin, that set it up, and the chalos will be realized whenever the conditions are realized. Right? As long as right now, the maisa could have the character of kedushin. So it could, because she's a penuya. But the second one says, it's not just a problem of the maisa and the character, there has to be a relationship between the maisa which you're doing and the chalos is going to be realized. Can't just be exist in the abstract and come about later. If there's a gap, it's not omed and it's not biyado to bring about the chal Hashem, so then there's no relationship between the maisa and the chal Hashem. So if that's the case, then the second, you have to go look at the second chal Hashem, which you're trying to bring about, and it's not biyado to bring that about.